Hi, I'm Harvey Waddell, and I'm here to help you understand the do's and don'ts for ex-offenders. First of all, you want to find out any probation or parole restrictions. Ask about the probation rules or any legal issues they're under so that you won't contribute to breaking them. For example, they may be required to stay in the same county or attend giving meetings. Encourage good decisions, number two. Without forcing your opinion as a friend, encourage ex-offenders to make good decisions and warn them of consequences of wrong ones. Always remember that they went to prison or jail because they made bad choices. Find out and discuss important pending decisions. Gently help them to see how they may be about to justify some wrong decisions. A positive, tactful way to think through a decision is to ask these questions. One, how are you going to handle this? What if? What do you really want? What need are you seeking to fill? What are you actually doing about it? How well is that working? What would be a better plan? Remember, if you try to force and make their decision for them, they'll never learn for themselves or may even fight against you. Three, watch out for backsliding into old, wrong, sinful, or criminal mindset habits. Always be watching out for drifting back to old habits, people, or places, especially when the pressure of a new life seems stressful. This may not even be a decision, but just a habit, reaching back to what they thought used to make life work when stress hits. Lovingly help them catch what they're doing. Think about it and where their consequences lead. Never accuse them and never bring shame. Giving or lending money is always a bad idea. It changes the nature of the relationship. Point them to a source can be good. You might even secretly contribute without knowing it.